Hello everyone, my name is Natalia Salinas. I'm a master's student at the Oregon State University and I'm also part of the Roseville project. And today I'm gonna present to you part of the project I'm working on. It's titled Validating Microsatellite Markers Linked to Remotency in the Octoplot Strawberry. In order to do that, I'm gonna give an introduction. I'm gonna explain the objectives we have in the project, the methods that we are using, and some preliminary results. So Fragaria ananassa is also known as the commercial strawberry, which is a very economically important crop, not just in the United States, but around the world. It belongs to the rose family in the genus Fragaria. It's the result of an hybridization between Fragaria virginiana and Fragaria chiloensis. This species is considered an allooctoploid and has 56 chromosomes, and it shows disomic inheritance. Because of the fruit characteristics it has and because of the nutritional content it has, it's considered a well-accepted fruit. And we can divide this crop in two groups. In short day plants and day neutral or remontant plants, according to the photoperiod temperature interaction. So the short day plants are also known as June bearers, and the day neutral plants are also known as remontant. And before explaining the characteristics of each of these types of strawberry, I would like to explain a little bit about the flower development of flower development in strawberry. So here we can see a plant, we can see the leaves, the stolons or runners, and the branch crown, and we also can see the vegetative meristem. So there is where happens the flower bud initiation or FBI. And after that, it will occur the flower bud development. So the flower bud initiation is controlled by different factors, including the photoperiod, the light quality, the temperature, internal pathways of the plant, and some autonomous factors also. So the short day plants or June bearers are begin the flower bud initiation under short days when the day length is less than 14 hours per day, and that occurs in September or October. Then it continues until March and the flower bud development will occur. And after that, we will have the fruit. For this type of strawberries, we usually have one crop per year. And also it's important to mention that the flower bud initiation occurs between 15 and 18 centigrades. It's very important also to consider the temperature. For the day neutrals or remontant plants, we have the flower bud initiation when the temperature is less than 27 centigrades. That means that if we have this temperature, if we have less than 27 centigrades, the flower bud initiation will occur across the whole year. And we will not have just one crop per year, but we will have several others, depending on other factors also. So the objectives for our project is screen previously identified remontancy QTLs in 824 field samples in Oregon and Michigan, and validate associations between these QTLs and the remontancy phenotype. We use four different mapping populations coming from France, UK, the Netherlands, Spain, and also cultivars and selections representing diverse strawberry breeding germplasms, and 38 populations from MSU and the USDA in Corvallis. So the phenotyping I'm gonna be presenting today is for 824 individuals that were scored in 2011 and 2012. We scored two measures. One of them is a qualitative measure, and it's the presence or the absence of flowers during spring and on or after July 17. So a plant will be considered a short day plant if it only flowered on spring. But if the plant continues flowering after July 17, then it will be considered a remontant type. And also we scored a quantitative measure, and this would be the number of weeks flowering and after July 17. So the flowers that will appear after July 17 will be the ones that were initiated under long days. So that's important to take into account. For the genotyping, we are using 8 SSRs with reported association to remontancy. The alleles are being separated by capillary electrophoresis. The SSRs BX63 and BX89, those are QTLs that were reported in the Noyes work, and the rest in Morkic's work. So after having the alleles for these markers, we are using the microsatellite allele dose and configuration establishment method, or MATSI, in order to quantitatively establish full allelic configurations for these markers in all the samples. This technique was developed in the octoploid strawberry and is very helpful for octoploid species because it let us obtain how the null alleles, the homozygous loci, and the alleles that are present in multiple homologs are ordered, or are how the configuration is in the samples, and how are subset in the different subgenomes that the strawberry has. So, just like an example, if we can see the Tribute and the Tillamook samples, if we take into account just the presence or absence or of the alleles, we will have those results. Different alleles, like for example, Tribute 213, 151, 140, 176. But we are just taking into account the presence or absence of the alleles. But if we consider also the area under the peaks, and if we use the MATSI technique, we are able to see which of those alleles are in different doses or more than one dose in the sample. So using the MATSI and doing certain calculations, we are able to have better results, more specified results. So for example, for Tribute, with the same alleles, we could see that, for example, the allele 161 is in double dose, has two doses in the same samples, and that we also have a null allele in the Tribute sample. So we use this MATSI technique in order to establish the configuration of the alleles in the samples. So some preliminary results for all of the 8 SSRs. We obtained the alleles using PCR. For the markers EVX63, VX89, and EMF BI136, we have completed the allele configuration using MATSI. And we have a preliminary association analysis for VX63. And we have 9 alleles for this marker across the whole samples. And the threshold that we analyze are the neutrality, if they are remontant or not, and the number of weeks flowering weeks after July 17. And we obtained the differences of least square means using SAS and using the PROGMIX data. And we didn't find any a significant difference in the first 8 alleles, but for the allele 149, we found a significant difference, as we can see here, when the allele is present or not. That means that this allele is going to help us to differentiate between remontant and non-remontant genotypes. We had the same results for the number of weeks flowering, and we also found that the same alleles is correlated with remontancy. Those are preliminary results. We need to complete the allele configuration for all the samples with all the other 7 markers that we have, and we need to find associations for all of them. Thank you. I don't know if you have any questions.
We have time for questions.
And yeah, I would like to thank all the people and the institutions that are funding this project. No, we haven't done that analysis.
Can you repeat the question?
The question was that if we have done some analysis in order to explain the phenotypic variation that this allele has, and no, we haven't done that analysis yet. Those are preliminary results. Yeah.